I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Bastrop tax preparer has been sentenced to 30 months in prison and 1 year of supervised release for filing income tax returns containing false information. U.S. Attorney Stephanie Findley says that 40-year-old Camille Cooper was also ordered by U.S. District Judge Robert James to pay over $92,000 in restitution to the IRS for one count of aiding and assisting in making and subscribing a false return. Evidence shows Cooper was a tax preparer at Faster Tax Refund Express in Bastrop from December of 2010 to April of 2011. She filed 17 fraudulent 1040 forms that resulted in the IRS issuing $92,530 to customers to which they were not entitled. As part of the scheme, prosecutors say Cooper received about $2,275 in kickbacks from customers. A federal judge in New Orleans has ruled Louisiana's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional. In a 32-page ruling, Judge Martin Feldman said that states have the right to define marriage. But John Dennison, chairman of Foreman for Equality Foundation, says numerous judges around the country have ruled the other way on the issue.
The opinion just ignores the plain logic and reasoning of every single court to consider this issue over the last year, both at the district level and at the appeals court level.
Louisiana Family Forum President Gene Mills agrees with the ruling.
Judge Feldman got it correct. State of Louisiana's got a legitimate interest in a rational basis standard of review for addressing the meaning of marriage.
In 2004, Louisiana voters overwhelmingly approved a constitutional ban on same-sex marriages, and Mills believes that that amendment played a role in Feldman's decision. Opponents of the ban say that they will appeal the ruling. Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson has weighed in on what should be done with the ISIS terrorist group. The Islamist militant group is behind the beheading of two American journalists. During an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News, Robertson stated that there's only two options.
You either have to convert them, which I think is would be next to impossible. I'm not giving up on them, but I'm just saying either convert them or kill them.
President Obama says they will not be intimidated by Islamic State militants, but did not provide details on when or how to go after their terrorist operation in Syria. Robertson told Hannity that the U.S. will likely need to use lethal force. This is KEDM News.